Thank you for joining ValuePartner 2019 final results conference call. The call will begin with presentation by management, followed by a Q&A section. I would now like to hand over the call to Daphne Duan from ValuePartner's Investor Relations team. Thank you.
Thank you, operator. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to join the results presentation. Please allow me to introduce the management team on the call this evening. We have Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Icy Wang, and Managing Director and Chief Strategy Officer, Ms. Angela Tan. Icy will now begin the presentation.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Icy Wang, CFO of ValuePartners Group. Thank you for joining our results presentation. I would like to begin with an overview of our 2019 key highlights, which is presented on slide four, followed by a more detailed financial review and business updates. During the financial year, our net profits rose by 124%, driven by strong funds performance and investment gains. Total expense increased slightly by 3% as a result of stringent cost control. Our balance sheet remains strong, with net assets increasing to 4.4 billion Hong Kong dollars from 4 billion Hong Kong dollars a year ago. Assets under management were stable at $15 billion. Our core fixed income fund and China business segments contributed significantly. Taking advantage of China's asset management industry reforms, we grew the AUM from China and related business to comprise 11% of the group's total AUM, up from 7% a year ago. ValuePartners is strongly positioned for China's market opening in the growing asset management industry. In the past year, we continuously expand the product suites into different asset classes to capture new market share. Our funds performance and performance fees were also the key drivers for our profits, along with our growth strategy. For 2019, a total of X funds, including our flagship Kazakh fund, achieved their high water mark. Now let's take a deeper look at the financial highlights. Please now refer to slide six for our financial highlights. When we transitioned into 2019 from 2018, markets were still facing a very challenging environment. Headlines regularly featured trade wars and market volatility. The external environment was uncertain. Within ValuePartners, we continued to employ stringent cost controls and focus on delivering fund performance. We are pleased to report that we delivered strong financial results for 2019, with 124% rise in net profits to 530 million Hong Kong dollars. Gross management fees, our largest revenue contributor, increased by 1.1% to 1.36 billion Hong Kong dollars. This was a result of an increase in our annualized gross management fee margin to 108 basis points on the back of strong net flows into our Greater China High Yield Income Fund, which has relatively higher margins. However, this was offset by a 3.9% decrease in the group's average AUM to $16.2 billion. With the increase in funds distributed through channels, the management fees rebates increased by 7.4% to 621 million Hong Kong dollars. Meanwhile, our annualized net management fee margin remains stable at 60 basis points. In addition, investment gains from our own investments also contributed a decent share to our net profits. Looking at slide seven, despite the choppy markets, our AUM remains stable at $15 billion. While there were outflows as a result of redemptions, this was offset by strong inflows, which came from fixed income and our China business segment, and the positive funds returns. Much of the new AUM for fixed income came from ValuePartners Greater China High Yield Income Fund. I'm glad to share that this fund has won five awards in 2019, including the Best Total Return titles awarded by Chinese Asset Management Association of Hong Kong and Bloomberg, the Best US Dollar Bond Fund awarded by Refinitiv Lipper, and a winner for the Platinum High Yield Fund from Fund Selector Asia. I'd like to also highlight that China and related business segments also rose 60% year-on-year in terms of AUM. This brings its AUM to $1.7 billion. As a result of a major redemption amounting to about $2 billion from a white label client during the second half of the year, as we reported in the last interim results, we recorded a net outflow of $1.66 billion in 2019. Let's move on to discuss the breakdown of our AUM components. The charts on slide 8 show breakdowns of our AUM as at end of 2019 using two different classifiers, by brand and by strategy. Mainly driven by the strong inflows to the Greater China High Yield Income Fund, the percentage of our own brand funds increased to 82% and remain as the biggest contributor to our group's AUM. From strategy perspective, absolute return long bias funds continued to represent the largest share of the group's AUM, accounting for 53%, followed by fixed income funds, which increased to 44% from 36% a year ago. The majority of the AUM under fixed income funds was contributed by our flagship Greater China High Yield Income Fund. Geographically, Hong Kong clients still comprise our largest segment, contributing 71% of AUM. There was a notable rise in the share of AUM from clients from the mainland markets, which increased to 11% as our mainland business saw substantial growth in the past year. The spread from Singapore markets remained stable at 8%, while clients from United States and Europe took up a combined 6%. So at the start of the presentation, I highlighted that we made a commitment to be disciplined on cost controls. And looking at our cost structure on slide 9, we managed to keep total expense increase to a moderate 3% compared to a year ago, to 553 million Hong Kong dollars. This was done by keeping fixed operating expense well covered by the net management fee income, which is a relatively stable source of income. We aim to maintain a fixed cost coverage ratio of around 2 times. For the financial year, our fixed cost coverage ratio was 2.1 times. Please turn to slide 10. In light of the group's full-year performance in 2019 and capital requirements for future growth opportunities, a final and special dividend totaling of 22 Hong Kong cents was recommended by the directors and is subject to shareholders' approval at the upcoming annual general meeting. Looking at our financial position on slide 11, our balance sheet and cash flow position remain strong and had 2.2 billion Hong Kong dollars of cash and cash equivalents on the balance sheet as at the end of 2019. We also continue to maintain a position of zero debt. Please turn to slide 12. We have a strong conviction on our positions in the market. In the past years, we have been deploying our house money into our own funds and other investments. We invest in our own funds alongside with investors where appropriate for better alignment of interest and investment returns. Seed capital investments are made by the group to provide capital that was considered necessary to new funds during the initial phase of fund launches. We focus on the company's long-term future rather than focusing on short-term profitability. In the coming year, we plan to further deploy cash to seed our new products in alternatives for stable returns and to other investments, such as low volatility strategic products, including the investment-grade fixed income products. This is the end of our financial highlights part. So now I would like to hand the call over to Ms. Angel Tang, who will present a review of the group business.
Thank you. My name is Angel, and today I will talk about our business and growth strategies. We have two key growth business strategies as laid out in the next page, which we believe will continue to drive our growth. The first is to take advantage of China's opening of the asset management industry. The second is to expand Value Partners' product range, covering different asset classes to grow our AUM. I will talk about both of these in this presentation. Let us start with China in the next page. As you can see in the left-hand chart, overall AUM of the industry is expected to grow from $2 trillion to $12 trillion USD in 2030, which is a six-fold explosion. The international active equity and bond segments are even growing faster than the market. These segments are where our China business is building up. Specifically, in the international segment, which includes Stock Connect and QD business, is expected to grow 36 times. Last year, more than half of our China business is coming from this segment, consisting of around 7% of our group's AUM. There is huge opportunity for us to grow. If we look at the right-hand table's breakdown of different subsegments within the industry, you can see that some subsegments enjoy higher growth than industry average, and we are well-positioned to target these segments. The five subsegments that we have targeted are private fund, insurance asset management, bank wealth management, mutual fund, and private equity. Take our institutional business, for example. We mainly manage in-house money for banks and insurance clients and represents 90% of our China AUM. Another example is private fund, which we have started in 2018 to serve high net worth individuals through private banking channels. Despite the slow market growth in the recent 3 years due to new regulations regarding asset management to tighter control on China's shadow banking, our China AUM had achieved 40% CAGR in the same period. In the next slide, we take a deeper look at the liberalization of the asset management industry, which is a key growth driver for foreign asset managers. Looking at the big picture, there are two key directions that the government is taking. First is to gradually allow foreign asset managers to participate in the onshore market. This includes relaxation of foreign ownership in JVs and approval for 100% owned foreign private fund management licenses. Second is to continue capital accounts opening. This includes launching Stock and Bond Connect schemes and raising or removal of quotas such as QDII and QFII programs. Value Partners have been a first mover and have successfully taken advantage of these areas of opening to obtain relevant licenses in the early batches of approval. Products are set up to target these new addressable market with each license, as shown in the lower part of the chart with orange bubbles being the estimated market size. For example, benefiting from policies to allow more foreign participation, we were one of the second batches of foreign asset managers that was granted PFM license in 2017. We estimate this allowed us to address an additional $3 trillion market in private funds. We launched our first PFM fund in January 2018 and have 8 PFM funds by December 2019. Most recently this year, our Wolfie PFM had obtained Private Securities Investment Fund Manager license, which allow us to do advisory in China A-shares, whereas our previous Wolfie only allowed for advisory on Stock Connect. This again opens up significant market to us. Another example, benefiting from policies on capital account opening, we received approval for Classic Fund in the MRF scheme in 2018, and launched the MRF Classic Fund in 2019 March, which had already grown to almost 5% of the main fund. Moreover, the reform is expected to continue and will provide more growth opportunities for foreign asset managers like us. Take insurance industry, for example. Based on report by EMIS in 2019 quarter four, JV and foreign companies account for 8% of life insurance market share. For now, if we look at PFM as example, the foreign players only account for less than 0.5% of market share. In summary, we are only at an early stage of opening for China's asset management industry, and foreign asset managers will keep gaining market share. Compared to domestic players, where fund managers on average have 3 years of experience, foreign players have longer track record and provide more sophisticated investment process and quality service. Value Partners is well positioned to be one of the key players in the market as China continues to open. Turning to the next page, I'd like to talk about our China business model. Currently, there are three main business lines. First is our institution business, which contributes around 90% of our China AUM. We provide investment advisory on institutional in-house money for more than 10 major banks and more than 5 major insurance companies. Most of them are biggest players in the market. Second is our private fund management business, which we have started upon approval of our PFM license in 2017, allowing us to sell our own branded funds to high net worth individuals via private banks and securities companies. We have distribution partnerships now with 4 out of the top 10 private banks, including top 2, which are China Merchant Bank and Bank of China. Third is our MRF business. Our MRF qualification allows us to target retail investors even without mutual fund license, and currently we have our 2 flagship funds approved under the MRF scheme. We have a good start launching our classic MRF, which is on 7 channels now. AUM we raised from China is already close to 5% of the fund within a year, and we are in discussion with more channels to further expand our network. We are also planning to launch High Dividend Stocks Fund MRF in 2020. Lastly, I want to touch on our fully localized team in China. As of December 2019, we have 38 Chinese professionals for our China team with an average 13 years of experience covering all functions. This is one of the biggest on-the-ground China team amongst our peers, and we are planning to expand further to around 50 staff. In the next page, I would like to highlight that we are one of the first movers and front runners in China and already received good market reputation. On the left is the latest China ranking among foreign asset managers by industry consultant Zben Advisors in 2019. Value Partners is the only Asia-based asset manager in the top 10 list. This is an important point to note. While Value Partners runs as a foreign manager to onshore clients, our geographical and cultural proximity to China represents a crucial edge to serve the Chinese market. To overseas clients, we are the most local China solution provider versus other global fund houses, with one of the largest on-the-ground investment teams and longest track record in the region. In the right are some recent awards we have won in China. I'd like to highlight the Golden Chengzhang Award for the most attractive foreign private fund that we have received from Securities Times, who is the top 3 finance publication in China. In addition, we also got awards from our top bank clients, such as Bank of China, on best business partnerships. In total, we have received 7 awards for China business in recent years. All in all, we are confident that our China market will continue its rapid growth. Despite the difficult market environment in the first quarter this year, our China business has still achieved positive growth year to date. In the long run, we believe China will surpass our home market, Hong Kong's AUM, and become our largest market. Moving on, I will share more about our second key strategy, which is to expand our product range to cover more asset classes. In the next page, you can see the expansion of our product range. From active equities, we have expanded to fixed income, multi-assets, and alternatives in the past years. If we look at the chart on the left, based on gross sales data from Hong Kong Investment Funds Association, around 72% of gross sales coming from fixed income are and multi-assets. We believe that these are low-hanging fruits that we can leverage our brand, reputation, and channels in Hong Kong to capture. Therefore, in 2012, we have launched high-yield fixed income product, which had already grew to our largest fund. In the past 3 to 5 years, we have also expanded to investment-grade fixed income and multi-assets in Greater China and Asia. In addition, we have expanded to alternatives with 3 key products, which raised close to $300 million now. The private equity real estate, investing in physical properties, was set up in 2017. Private debt fund, investing in Asia principal credit, is set up in 2019. The private equity fund, focused in education sector, is also set up in 2019. We expect these funds to keep growing this year. Taking fixed income as an example in the next page. Investment grade is a key area where we are focused to expand now. From the left-hand chart, we can see that overall investment grade market is 6 times of high yield. Within the high yield space, our market-leading Greater China High Yield Fund has grown its fund size to $6.1 billion as of December 2019. We believe we have more than 50% of market share in Hong Kong retail sales last year. However, in investment-grade bonds, we are yet to fully capture market share. In April 2018, our fixed income team, which had built a successful GC high yield product, had launched our first investment-grade fund. The fund had tripled its size in a single year from December 2018 to 2019 and achieved first quartile performance over both short to long term. The fund is well positioned to capture this large and growing market. Now, before closing, I would like to highlight that we believe our performance fees is a sustainable and recurring revenue stream due to two main reasons. First, as you can see on the left-hand side of page 21, our two flagship funds, Classic Fund and High Dividend Stocks Fund, had received performance fee in 7 and 8 out of the past 10 years, respectively. Secondly, we have increased our performance fee-based products over the past years. Specifically, more than 80% of our China mandates has performance fee structure, even though some of them have hurdle rates. In addition, our alternative products also include performance fee elements. Due to these reasons, we believe that performance fees will continue to be a sustainable and recurring source of profits in the future. To summarize the three key takeaways of my presentation is, first, Value Partners is strongly positioned for China's market opening in its growing asset management industry. Second, expansion of our product suite into different asset classes, for example, investment-grade fixed income, will capture new market share. Third, performance fee is recurring and sustainable over the midterm. This concludes my presentation in key business strategies.